Hi, and welcome back. In this video, we're going to look at how to set up fault domains using PowerShell. We are going to use the get, set, new, and remove cluster fault domain commandlets. We're going to start with a cluster of 4 nodes running Windows Server 2016. We can connect using remote desktop and open up PowerShell as administrator. And we can run the get cluster node command to see our 4 nodes. That is as it's always been. What's new is we can run get cluster fault domain and see that Windows has automatically begun treating these 4 nodes as fault domains. Okay, let's create a more interesting topology. We're going to start by creating some racks. To do that, we're going to go back to PowerShell and use the new cluster fault domain commandlet. We'll specify a type, and we can tab complete here to see the options. Let's choose rack, and we'll give it a name. Let's say rack A. There it is. And we can do the same thing again to create another rack. So we'll do new cluster fault domain. The type is rack. And we'll give it a name like rack B. Now we can run get cluster fault domain again and see not only our 4 nodes, but also our 2 racks. But the nodes aren't yet in the racks. The racks are just kind of sitting there on the side. So let's change that. We're going to put node 1 into rack A. To do that, we're going to use the set cluster fault domain command. We'll specify the fault domain we want to move. In this case, we'll give the name of node 1. And we'll set its parent to be rack A. Now, if we run get cluster fault domain, we'll see that rack A lists node 1 among its children, and node 1 lists rack A as its parent. Great, so now let's do the same thing with node 2. Again, we'll run set cluster fault domain, but this time we'll choose node 2 and set its parent to rack A. And we don't have to make these moves one at a time. For example, we could move nodes 3 and 4 into rack B with a single command. All we have to do is list the names. So we'll run set cluster fault domain, and we'll list node 3 and node 4. And we'll set both of them to have their parent be rack B. And just like that, if we run get cluster fault domain, we'll see that node 1 and node 2 are in rack A, and node 3 and node 4 are in rack B. Now this is how we create racks, but it's also how we create any kind of fault domain. For example, we could create a site. We just have to run new cluster fault domain and choose the type to be site. And we'll give it a name, let's say Shanghai. There's our site. And finally, of course, we have to move our racks into that site using a set command. So we'll specify that we want to move rack A and rack B, and we'll say we want to move them into Shanghai. And now, one last time, we can run get cluster fault domain and see the topology we've put together. Having done this, let's say we want to enable cluster storage spaces direct. We can run the enable cluster STD command, and you'll see that it will automatically detect that multiple racks were found containing nodes and prompts us asking if we want to use rack fault tolerance. All we have to do is choose yes and hit enter, and all the important settings for resiliency and tiers and column counts will be set automatically. Okay, watch the next video to see how we could accomplish these same steps using XML markup. Thanks for watching.